You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, KVSHLP 101.9, Vashon Island, Washington. This is a Vashon Minute, where we focus on our community and the people who make it. I'm your host, Linda Nygaard, and with me in the studio today is Hans Youngman, known locally as the Tree Guy. Welcome, Hans.
Good morning.
Hi, it's nice to have you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So, I don't know much about what you do on this island, except that you are the go-to guy if anybody has questions about trees or the tree history or the health of our forests. And we will be talking about that. But what I'd like to know first is, what brought you to Vashon?
Well, I originally came to Vashon to be part of Tom Stewart's vision to create world-class destination landscape gardens at Misty Isle Farms.
Wow.
I'd been an estate gardener in Hunts Point for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And when Tom was getting started with his project, he needed somebody who could be a head gardener and an arborist. And I just happened to be the guy that got the job. And so my Vashiversary is coming up here on the 8th of January. I'll have been here 23 years,
wow.
starting my 24th.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I guess
I love it here.
I'm glad you do. We're glad to have you here too. How did your interest in trees specifically start?
It really just sort of grew out of my career of, you know, in the green industry and landscaping.
Are you an arborist?
I'm a certified arborist.
Okay.
Yeah, I hold a credential of board certified master arborist from the ISA.
Wow, that's a big title. What's your what's your title at Misty Isle?
I'm groundskeeping and facilities maintenance manager.
So 24/7.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about Vashon a little bit.
Sure.
I read a term recently called Vashon Mori Landmark Trees.
Vashon Mori Island Landmark Trees program was, something started, sort of in conjunction with the, Audubon Society back in the early mid 90s. A couple of ladies really sort of took the idea that they wanted to come up with a list of significant trees on the island and catalog them. And they put a lot of work over several years into creating this list of the landmark trees. I had heard about the program through somebody I knew in Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to find some information about it. And I was unable to originally. And then I did finally get in contact with the people that were part of that program. It was active in the early 90s, specifically like 92 through 95.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a couple of entries in the later 90s. And then I think the last entry was in 99, but then they sort of dropped it after that. I got in touch with these gals and they liked the idea that I was interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they happened to give me all the file photos and information. And
interesting.
And so part of my deal is the my Facebook group that I have, Big Ol' Vashon Tree Love Society.
Mm-hmm.
Through that, I went ahead and did an entire update of the Vashon Mori Island Landmark Trees Program list. And I went and I visited all the trees on the list to see that they were one still there and
mm-hmm.
see what the current state of them was. And that was just something I did for fun. And I really like to do it.
Is there a place where I could find that information?
You could look on my Facebook group. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to talk about your Facebook group in a minute. You told me about a grandfather tree.
Right.
On Vashon. And I'd like you to tell us that story about that tree and the grandmother tree and how all that happened.
The grandfather tree is the largest circumference tree, the largest circumference native tree
mm-hmm.
that I know about on Vashon. And it's in the Christensen Creek drainage on the west side.
Okay.
And so the story sort of goes that back, I'm not sure exactly when the logging was occurring. It was probably just prior to the 1920s. They were logging that ravine.
Mm-hmm.
And as the crew came up the ravine, they had got to the last couple of trees that they were going to cut. Mm-hmm. And this one particular tree, they had the springboard notch cut into it. It's called springboard chuck. And so they were ready to cut this tree, and their steam donkey broke down. And because you need machinery to get heavy logs and such out of the ravines, those steep ravines, they just decided that they were going to leave those last couple of trees, or they had to leave those last couple of trees uncut. So there was two large firs. I'm not, you know, they probably wouldn't have been super huge back 100 years ago.
Right.
But they would have been maybe sizable.
Mm-hmm. Enough to harvest.
The grandfather tree, it still has the scar from where you can see that springboard chuck.
Will you explain springboard chuck? I didn't know what that was, and I'm sure other people don't either.
Well, if you go into the woods and you see stumps, they have a notch cut into them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they put the springboard, and the springboard allowed the loggers to stand up above the flare for the buttress roots so that they wouldn't have to be working so hard to cut into the log for felling. If it was lower down, they'd be having to spend extra effort to cut through the flare for the buttress roots. So that springboard gets them up above that.
Okay. Do they still use such a thing in harvesting trees?
Perhaps. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean,
a lot of the big trees are gone. So
yeah, I know.
They don't have the same methods anymore.
And most of these trees that you're talking about are on private property. Is that right?
Most of the biggest trees, mm-hmm, that are on Vashon are on private property. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of them are on the west side.
On the west side.
Yeah.
And why are they still there? Is it too steep, or?
It probably just circumstances, mm-hmm, similar to what the grandfather tree, where they're too inaccessible for the logging crews, and perhaps they just got overlooked. There are a number of trees that I call possibly predating Western settlement trees.
Oh.
And if I was to pull a number, I could probably take you to maybe 25 or 30 of these trees, mm-hmm, that there's a really good chance that these trees are what you would call original old growth,
wow,
trees, or they're in little pockets where, mm-hmm, where the logging has not occurred, or they just got overlooked during a logging effort.
And are they mostly fir?
Mostly Doug firs. Yeah,
yeah. Doug firs. Yeah.
Some Western hemlocks.
So given that lots of them are on private property, how can I, as just a regular person, see some interesting trees?
Well, Burton Acres Park has some really good trees. And Burton Acres, the peninsula, Burton Peninsula, was never actually clear cut.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the original trees are not there. But within Burton Acres Park, there are some older trees. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of them I would put over the age of 150 or so.
That's still pretty old.
Burton Acres is a great place. What a great community asset.
And then there was somewhere else you told me about Dolphin Point.
Dolphin Point.
What do we find there?
There's some introduced trees up there, some redwoods and sequoias. Mm-hmm. That,
okay,
one man in particular had a penchant for planting these trees, and I think got his neighbors interested in also planting them. And there's an entire forest of redwoods up at the north end of the island that you wouldn't otherwise know about. I don't think many people know that. If you hadn't taken a walk on the Dolphin Point Walk.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of a private driveway situation. I don't know. I don't know if the neighbors up there would necessarily be happy about me pointing it out, but
yeah, I think. But then it goes into a public trail, right?
The trail is I think publicly, yeah, accessible anyway.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting walk, that's for sure. I do have a question about the age of trees. Is there a way to tell how old a tree is without counting the rings? How do you gauge a tree's age?
It's really difficult. There's so many factors that are at play. You can't even amongst trees within the same species, you can't just look at one and say, oh, well, that one is, you know, just look at its size. I mean, it's got to be so much older. It just all has to do with the particular situation that they're growing in. It's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
The best way is to know when it was either planted or have some sort of record of when it was originally growing.
So what's going on with our forests on Vashon? How's the health of our forests, and what do we have to look for in the future?
Well, it's tough being a tree in this new climate era. There's a lot of emergent diseases and pests that are threatening the health of native trees. Also, the new climate, moisture patterns are changing, temperature patterns are changing, and it's a struggle to adapt for some of these trees. The alders around the whole island are looking terrible. Western hemlocks are suffering. Trees are resilient to a point. It's you see it in the older trees. Mm-hmm. Some of the younger trees, there may be adaptation amongst some of the trees growing up. That's how evolution works. We'll see trees from more southern locales moving in. There's actually several instances of naturally seeded redwoods here on the island that I know about, that I could tell you about, that it's just sort of the new, they're coming up the coast then.
I read an article about that the other day, that there people are bringing the trees up here to plant because of climate change.
Right. Well, the redwoods and sequoias have been planted here in this area for, years. Mm-hmm. There's big ones down in Point Defiance Park and lots of them over in Seattle. Only recently, I think, have they started to be able to seed themselves into natural areas.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. You had a story about how you got to Vashon. I know it was your job. And then once you got here, can you tell us what happened with you were a single
when I originally came to work at Misty Isle Farms for Tom Stewart, I always thought it was just kind of a neat coincidence that I already had a son at the time. From my first marriage, his name was Stuart also. So I thought that was a neat little coincidence. But then dating and trying to get myself hooked up with a new companion, I ended up meeting this gal named Misty and marrying her. So
I think that's a pretty interesting story.
And people always ask my wife, "Oh, are you the reason that Misty Isle Farms is named?"
Does she say yes? Of course.
Sometimes she'll joke and say yes.
Yeah. So I want to talk about your Facebook page a little bit. You have a Facebook page. I want to tell the audience it's called Big Ol. It's Big Ol, like O-L apostrophe, Vashon Tree Love Society.
That's it.
Correct?
That's it.
That's a lot of words. And it's a public page.
It is, yeah.
You can join it.
Sure.
Yeah. And the photographs on there are just wonderful. I saw some this morning of, what was it, the cemetery trees?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, were they colorful this year. Is that something to do with climate change, too? I feel like I've heard several people say, this is one of the most colorful years I remember.
Well, actually, in my experience, this year hasn't been such as good as a couple.
You're kidding.
It's actually been kind of delayed a bit because it was been we hadn't got a freeze until just recently, and freezes usually kick off some of the best color. So now that there's nice color out there, of course we're having a storm, so the color's gonna blow away.
Well, we're running out of time here. And I wondered, is there anything else that you would like Vashonites to know about what it is you do or our trees on Vashon?
If you're interested in trees and you know of any nice, cool-looking trees, please join my Facebook group and let me know, because I love to go look at trees.
Okay, well, that's so great. I love it too. Hans, thank you so much for coming in. It was really great to chat with you.
Well, thanks for having me.
You betcha, and we'll do it again another time. Maybe we'll do it in the springtime when everything's flowering and you can tell us about what we can see and learn then.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks, Hans.
Sure.
See you next time.